प्रतिनिधि सभा सदस्य निर्वाचन 2082 अब 17 दिन बाँकी।
This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission receives 66 complaints over Election Code of Conduct violation. Foreign Affairs Minister Balananda Sharma leaving for Dhaka to attend oath-taking ceremony of newly elected government in Bangladesh. Nepal Tourism Board and Wakayama Prefecture of Japan sign MOU on tourism cooperation. And Ukraine team heads for Geneva talks as Moscow and Kyiv build military pressure. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has reported that its Central Election Code of Conduct Monitoring Committee received 66 complaints related to violations of the Election Code of Conduct so far. The Commission has sought clarifications from the concerned political parties, organizations, media outlets and individuals. Of these, 32 responses have already been received. According to Election Commission Legal Officer Mohan Raj Joshi, clarifications were sought from political parties, election candidates, government and non-government organizations as well as media houses and journalists. In cases involving registered media outlets and journalists, the Election Commission has sought responses through the Press Council Nepal. Complaints of code of conduct violations have also been filed at the district level and are currently under investigation. To strengthen enforcement, Assistant Chief District Officers oversee non-financial matters while Treasury officials monitor financial compliance under the Election Code of Conduct. Officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari opined that election expenses will remain transparent via the banking system. During a meeting with bankers at the Commission today, he noted that measures have been put in place to prevent cash transactions during elections. The Chief Election Commissioner revealed that the Commission has established a dedicated directory for the purpose. Commissioner Bhandari said a provision has been introduced allowing candidates to spend up to 3.3 million rupees depending on geographical factors with monitoring of the funds dispersed from the candidates' accounts to ensure financial discipline. Commission Secretary Krishna Bahadur Rao said that while candidates from remote districts like Kalikot have opened bank accounts, many from more accessible areas have not. Spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai reported that only 671 of the 3,406 first-past-the-post candidates have opened accounts so far. Nepal Bankers Association President Santosh Koirala noted that some candidates face difficulties due to the lack of national identity cards. The Nepal Tourism Board and Wakayama Prefecture of Japan have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU on tourism cooperation with an objective of strengthening tourism diplomacy between Nepal and Japan. The MOU was signed during a program held today at the Nepal Tourism Board's Assembly Hall in Bhrikuti Mandap. Both sides expressed their commitment to collaborate in joint promotion, knowledge exchange and sustainable tourism development. Deepak Raj Joshi, Chief Executive Officer of the Nepal Tourism Board, and Izumi Miyazaki, Governor of Wakayama Prefecture, signed the agreement. The MOU emphasizes joint tourism promotion, information sharing, expert exchanges, public relations cooperation, and promoting culturally respectful, sustainable tourism. Minister Anil Kumar Sinha welcomed the Japanese delegation, saying the MOU marking 70 years of diplomatic ties will promote sustainable tourism. Secretary Mukunda Prasad Nirola called it a historic step and Governor Izumi expressed pleasure in partnering with Nepal. Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma is leaving for Dhaka Bangladesh today to attend the oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected government in Bangladesh. Issuing a press release today, the foreign ministry said the foreign minister's visit reflects Nepal's commitment to further strengthening bilateral relations and deepening the bonds of cooperation between Nepal and Bangladesh. Foreign Minister Sharma would be accompanied by senior officials of the ministry. Minister Sharma is scheduled to return Nepal on the 19th of February. Nepal has provided the donation of $3,000 to the Republic of the Union of Myanmar. Issuing a press release, the Nepali embassy in Yangon of Myanmar said Ambassador of Nepal to Myanmar, Harishchandra Ghimire, handed over the donation to Yu Than, Secretary General of Mahamuni Pagoda Trustee Mandalay, in a ceremony organized in the premises of Mahamuni Pagoda on the 14th of February. Addressing the ceremony, Ambassador Ghimire said Nepal and Myanmar have been supporting each other in the most difficult time. As part of the support, Nepal donated funds for the reconstruction of the stone inscription house at Mahamuni Pagoda in Mandalay, which was damaged by the March 2025 earthquake. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A two-day training program on producing and broadcasting inclusive content in public service broadcasting began today at Radio Nepal. The program is being attended by news and program broadcasters, editors and correspondents working at Radio Nepal of Simhadarbar as well as local correspondents from districts of Bagmati province. Speaking at the event, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mohinder Bishta, emphasized that each national language has its own uniqueness and characteristics, and priority should be given to these to make broadcast content more effective. Acting Chief Administrative Officer Bishnu Ram Neopane stressed that election content must be balanced and impartial. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Ukrainian officials have left for Geneva of Switzerland, where another round of negotiations aimed at ending the war with Russia is set to take place. According to Al Jazeera, Ukraine's chief of staff, Kirilo Budanov, posted on his Telegram channel on Monday, along with a picture of him standing in front of a train with two other members of the delegation. The Geneva talks follow two rounds of United States brokered negotiations held in the United Arab Emirates in January and early February. Russia and Ukraine described both rounds of talks as constructive but failed to achieve any breakthrough. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that any potential agreement with Iran must include the removal of nuclear material, a halt to uranium enrichment, and restrictions on ballistic missiles, voicing skepticism over Tehran's intentions, according to Xinhua News Agency. Speaking at a public conference after a recent meeting with the U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington, Netanyahu said Trump was determined to exhaust the possibilities of achieving a deal, which he believes can be achieved now. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be hazy in a few places of the Tarai region, partly cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Sudhaprashchim provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan areas of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a remind of the headlines once more. Election Commission received 66 complaints over Election Code of Conduct violation. Foreign Affairs Minister Balananda Sharma leaving for Dhaka to attend oath-taking ceremony of newly elected government in Bangladesh. Nepal Tourism Board and Wakayama Prefecture of Japan sign MOU on tourism cooperation. And Ukraine team heads for Geneva talks as Moscow and Kyiv build military pressure. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.